But isn't there the story of another newspaper that came along, one that would compete with the Daily Oklahoman? And this is Bill Atkinson's newspaper. And he bought property north of what is Tinker Air Force Base, became Midwest City. And what do you know, did you go to work for that newspaper?
Well, I'd covered Bill. It's a run for governor. He invited Helen and I out to dinner one night. And he said, Frosty, I'm going to start a five-day daily south of the river. I said, Southwest Oklahoma City, in other words. I said, well, that's fine. He said, I want you to be the editor. I'm prepared to give you $15,000 worth of stock at no cost to you. And I said, well, we'll think about it. And Helen said, oh, this is a wonderful opportunity. And so we took it.
They lured you away from the Tulsa Tribune at that time.
Tulsa Tribune, briefly, just briefly. I'd been there about 2 months. We had the new building. They were installing the Goss Enterprise Press. And it was state-of-the-art. Oh, boy, he was going first class. And Russell Vaught, his aide, walked into my office in the new building, and he said, I got some bad news, Frosty. And I said, what's the matter? And I'd been hiring staff, and I thought maybe some of them. And he said, Bill thinks you ought to, all of you ought to, including me, pay the insider price for the stock. And I opened my top drawer, and I had a valise, not as big as that, and I emptied all my belongings in there. And I said, you tell Bill Atkinson to kiss my. And I went home, and I called Harmon Phillips at the Tulsa Tribune, and I said, I want to come back. And he said, I'll think about it. You keep leaving. Well, I didn't keep leaving. I just took a flyer in Henrietta. And when Jink Jones got in, he said, put him back at the state capitol. He does good work.
So what kind of money would that have been to buy the insider?
Right. Well, $15,000 in the stock would have cost me $3,000. And I wasn't about to pay it. Can you imagine that? And, of course, he immediately opened news racks all over the city. And you know what the Daily Oklahoman did? Cut their price to 10 cents. Guess what else the Daily Oklahoman did? The biggest advertiser was Sears in the Oklahoma Journal. The Oklahoman display advertising department approached Sears and said, oh, we can let you have that for 50% if you quit advertising with Bill Atkinson. And since Bill didn't have any circulation to speak of, and I had hired some pretty damn good kids, really and truly. And one of them went to the San Francisco Chronicle. The other one went to Will Rogers Memorial Museum and as curator, and a lot of them really amounted to something because I was careful. Do you know what Bill Atkinson told me after I was on board? He said, I just spoke to the journalism class at Northwest Classen. That's where you could get some good reporters. And I said, I didn't disagree. I just, I left there.
But the Journal caused the Oklahoman some problems, I believe, because Atkinson had a very good state-of-the-art press. He was able to print some very nice ads and supplements.
He was doing the supplements that were appearing in the Oklahoman.
And so the Gaylords would not accept these supplements.
You know what that was costing them big time. And do you know what the Gaylords did? They went out west and bought a company that bought the Journal and closed it. They bought a company that bought the Journal that closed it. You know the terrible part about it? Bill Atkinson was in on it.
In on the company that bought the Journal that
closed
it?
Yeah. He knew he wasn't going to go anywhere with that paper against the Oklahoman. Let me tell you that. And then 2 or 3 years before his death, he calls me at home, and he said, Frosty, I'm thinking about doing my biography, and you want to write it? And I said, Bill, are you kidding? God, I'm making a ton of money as a public speaker. I've got a successful newspaper. Why in the hell would I want to write your biography? He said, because you're the best writer in the state. And I said, he said, think about it. Think about it. Get back to me. I never called him back.
Was Senator Kerr behind the journal at all? Because he would have been at odds with the Gaylords.
Yeah. The Gaylords. I remember one editorial Eddie wrote on page one. They put editorials on page one. McClellan, Kerr, had become law. And the headline said, and I've got it in there somewhere, Water on the Brain, Kerr. Water on the Brain, Kerr. The most visionary man I ever met in my life. Oh, I don't know. That's Ed Gaylord was just the undoing of that paper. And now Phil Eschut has bought it, and they say he's even more conservative than them. And he hasn't shown up at the property yet, according to the
current owner of the Oklahoman.
You know why?
2011. Why?
All he wanted was the hotel in Colorado Springs. That was his dream. He had made three offers, bigger, bigger, bigger. And then finally, the gal told him, look, we're not interested in selling unless we sell all of it. So they bought the hotel chain that included, that hotel across from in Maryland is 600 rooms, Nashville Grand Ole Opry Hotel, the hotel in front of the Great Amusement Park, Disneyland.